It'd be your own cousin. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Staycation Setup with the Morning Mess. JD, CNN, your guy, Joey Boy. Now, listen, I got this email because there's always one cousin that's still a trifling in your family. Raquel, you think that your cousin's hooking up with your ex?
Yeah.
So, how did we get here? Is this a first cousin or is it a third cousin? The third cousin don't count.
It matters, the tears?
It does.
It sure does.
She's my first cousin, but no one in my family can stand her. My cousin Jasmine.
Okay. Oh,
okay. Not a good start.
Yeah. Not that the whole family can't stand her. So, how do we get from you think that Jasmine, your cousin, is seeing your ex?
Okay. So, growing up, Jasmine and I were really close, like sisters, which is why I probably still have a soft spot for her.
Okay.
About 2 months ago, Jasmine called me out of the blue and asked if she could stay in my guest room. I didn't really want her to, but I felt bad.
Right. Why didn't you want her to?
At the time, I was still with my boyfriend, Jason.
Oh.
And he didn't live with me, but he was over a lot.
You didn't want your cousin hearing you go to Pound Town.
Well, I mean, that's besides the point. Like, I didn't really want her around.
Is she drama or what is it?
Yeah, she's drama, but she's like my sister. So they got to know each other pretty well. And he had been my boyfriend for like 2 years at that point. So we broke up, I'm going to say about a month ago, because I found out that he was cheating on me while he's out with his guy friends.
Oh, okay.
And the breakup was really bad. And Jasmine kind of like saw me go through the whole breakup and watched me try to not unravel and cope as best I can. But she was there for me.
Okay. So when you said that he was cheating, it was with your cousin that you know about, or this is besides the fact?
No, I'm getting there. I'm sorry. I know this is taking a while.
No, you're good. I just want to make sure I'm in. Okay. So he's cheating on you. Your cousin was there for you. Now, fast forward, where are we at with this cousin, Jasmine?
Exactly. So Jasmine didn't come home the other night. She's staying with me, like I said earlier.
Okay.
And it really worried me. So I called and checked and texted her because I wanted to make sure she was okay. So she's not answering. I called and texted several times and I had her location. So I checked it.
Okay.
Okay. And where was she?
Girl was in Queen Creek. And the only person that I know who lives in Queen Creek is guess who?
Oh, no.
Yep. The ex, Jason. Yeah. So when I zoomed in on the location, I kid you not, it was right near where Jason lives.
Oh, man.
I mean, I will ask the question, was he single?
Technically, we just broke up like a month ago, but...
Does it matter, single?
Is it cheating if they
weren't
together?
It's her cousin.
It's not cheating.
You're weeding out the bad people.
It's you're right, technically it's not cheating, but it's your cousin and slash roommate. There is no way...
You don't date people in the same social circle. Like, I would never date any of Jason's friends after I dated Jason. I wouldn't date his cousins. I wouldn't date his brothers. That's just, in my world, that's just messed up.
I mean, that's great, but if you're in a relationship and you're cheating on your person, that's what this is all for. I just don't understand why we're calling the ex.
Oh, we're not calling the ex.
Oh.
All right, now I'm in.
So she finally came home. I did blow up her phone.
Uh-huh.
She didn't answer. I even resorted to calling my ex, Jason, and he didn't answer either.
Oh.
So when she finally got home, I grilled her about it, and she got all defensive. Now, granted, I did kind of come at her, but still, she told me I was crazy for assuming that she was with Jason, but her location literally showed her by his house.
Here's the thing sometimes that sucks. You know when you have, like, say your cousin has a boyfriend and you just become friends with him?
Uh-huh.
Was she friends with him to where they're still friends? It didn't work out with my cousin, but they developed kind of a friendship as well?
I mean, they became good friends because they were both there all the time, but not to the point where, like, they'd be, like, hanging out without me.
Right. And then her lie about not, she wasn't in Queen Creek.
Yeah, exactly. And then I just kind of want to put her on the spot and see if she's seeing Jason and if it was happening while we were together.
That's where I get it.
That could be a thing, too. You're right.
I didn't think about that. All right. Well, I think this is safe to say. Let's pull out. Usually, obviously, we call the person up. But, yeah, we got a green light this one. So, we'll call your cousin, Jasmine. Offer a free romantic hotel stay. And let's see if she's trying to take your ex-boyfriend, Jason. Because what we really want to find out is she was seeing him the whole time y'all were together.
I'm letting you know right now, if this is real, if this is really happening, I'm going to blow this spot up.
Right.
Okay.
No, we get it. Well, either or, you're out of that toxic relationship. Mm-hmm. And while you're on the phone, just start packing your stuff. I don't see this going well. So,
yeah.
Where's she at?
I work from home. She's at work.
Okay, you work from home. Okay, well, start packing her stuff because I don't think this is going to go well.
When you say packing, you mean like garbage bags and the front doorstep, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Just throw it in one of the trash bags. You live in a second floor or first floor?
second floor over the balcony, baby.
There you go.
Yeah, trash bags that land softly.
Yeah.
Okay, this is if this is going on, guys.
Oh, you know what's happening.
Oh, it's going down. All right. Are we ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Jasmine?
This is Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine. My name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. And I have some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
No, thanks. I'm good. Thank you.
Well, it sounds like you're a little bit in a rush, so I'll be very quick here. We actually want to put you and a guest in a brand new penthouse suite along with a honeymoon package. So is that something you'd be interested in?
That sounds amazing, but no, thank you. I'm good.
Well, again, it's completely free, and all we ask in return for the free stay is a Google or Yelp review after, so we won't bug you unless you want to visit us again, and it's a really easy process, Jasmine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, why not?
All right. Well, congratulations, Jasmine. Very excited to set it up for you. And something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel, we address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you, so I'll give you a moment to think on what you want this note to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, all right?
Let's do saucy.
Okay, do you have anything in mind?
Yeah, you can write, I like a little foreplay.
Okay, girl, I see you. I definitely have that written down. I love that. And just one more question for you. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Jason.
How the hell can you f*** my ex?
Hello?
Hey, Jasmine, legally, we got to give you a heads up. You're live on the radio with our show called The Morning Mess, and we got your cousin Raquel who listened to this whole conversation.
How the f*** did this even start? I knew not to trust you the second I saw your location in this f***ing house, and you have the audacity to lie to me? You're such a bitch.
Why are you f***ing keeping tags on me anyway? Like, maybe you should have minded your business and it wouldn't have went down like this.
You're f***ing my ex as if there isn't every other guy in the world that you could get with. Were you sleeping with him when we were together, when him and I were together, when you were staying in my house under my roof?
Oh,
that's a yes.
You know she was.
Why no one in the family likes you and why everyone is talking shit about you, because you only care about yourself, you selfish f***ing bitch.
Leave me the f*** alone and let me f*** whoever I want, because you guys are broken up.
Jasmine, you literally live in her house. You're crashing at your cousin's house.
Because nobody else will take you in because they hate you.
Whatever. F*** you, Raquel. You're such a bitch. No wonder you broke up with you.
Oh,
whoa.
Damn.
Oh, okay.
I have no words. I have nothing left to say to her.
You're crazy. Shut the up. I'm going to who I want.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, right. Jasmine.
Wow.
There's a special creek in Queen Creek that you need to just...
you need to cleanse yourself in.
Yeah, you need to baptize her.
I can do whatever I want.
Well, your stuff is in a Glad bag right in front of the house, so you go pick that up. Okay, Jazz?
Yeah, fine. Whatever.
Okay, bye. What the heck? She had no remorse. No wonder your family can't stand her. Has she done this to other family members? Is that why everyone can't stand her? Is this her M.O.?
She's stolen from the family. I was trying to give her a chance because we grew up together and I feel some kind of way.
Are you going to hit up your ex at all, or is this just strictly between you and her?
I don't even think that I want to go there. Let them have each other. Goodbye. Good riddance.
Yeah.
You got the right attitude about it.
I'm wearing out the floor as we speak. I'm pacing back and forth right now because I'm so angry, but I'm trying to keep my cool.
You don't have a knife in your hand, do you?
Yeah. I do not. Actually, I have a fork. I was going to eat, but I don't
think I'm sure your appetite is ruined.
Talk about that. What are you going to eat? Because I'm starving.
I was going to have a coconut chicken and curry and rice.
Ooh.
Damn.
There you go.
Good.
Hell yeah.
This early in the morning?
That's how you do it.
That's how you get the bubble guts. You're going to blow up the bathroom, girl.
Pretty girls have tummy issues.
Yes, exactly. Hot girls have tummy issues.
You're good. You need to just call up your girls, have a girls' night out, and forget about these two toxic people and get them out of your life.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
All right, hon. Oh, wait, man. That's crazy. Do you have, like, that one cousin in the family?
A little troublesome, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have, and I love her. But it's the same thing. Every 2 or 3 years, they fall off and they do something to one of the members of the family. You're just like, what are you doing? It's so hard to keep loving you.
Mm-hmm. You want to keep giving them that second chance.
Yeah.
Guilt, but man, she was a trash person.
That's no queen to be living in Queen Creek. She can't live there. You got to be a queen to live in Queen Creek.
No.
No.
Where should she live, Sienna?
Apache Junction.
Oh, come on, that place on the come up.
It really is.
Now by the Renaissance Fair.
That's right there.
That's where she belongs.
Goldfield Canyon.
Right there, off the junction. Not so much Apache, but the junction is where she belongs.